Hello, ladies and gentlemen. First thing I want to say, hey, is Happy New Year. Glory to God. It's going to be a glorious year. I'm not just saying that to make you happy. I'm telling you, you can create what you believe in for. This is the first year of 2025. What a blessing. And I want to talk about a new year with new vision. What do you believe for? What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? Spiritually, physically, financially, any area. So you attack this new year, not with a resolution, because most people don't keep those things. You make up your mind that you can complete your destiny and reach your destination. Here's a scripture, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. See, if you don't have a vision, your mind shuts down. You see, all of a sudden, you're existing and you're not living. You know, it's from day to day, you know. That's why you see a lot of homeless people. You ever seen happy ones? No. Think about it. You ever seen them going, hey, how you doing? Nah. Why? No vision. No vision. And what happens is depression, discouragement, despondency comes in. You don't want none of that. That's what this verse is saying, Proverbs 29:18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Here's another one. And Habakkuk, some people call it Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I made up my mind, whether it's spiritual, physical, and financial, I can have everything God says. Now, the church says you can't. Now, somebody's lying and it's not God. All you got to do is faith that fact. Faith it. You faith that fact, that impossibility will become a possibility. And then from a possibility to a living reality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, write that vision, make it plain that he that run, you ought to be able to, when you're running, you ought to be able to see it and go forward. I'm telling you, a new year with a new vision. What do you believe in God for? I just kind of feel in my spirit. Some of you said, I've never been able to have a baby. Well, let's have one this year. Well, yeah, but the doctor said, I've had endometriosis. There's no way I can have a child. Well, God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue. Now, I'm not denying what the doctor says. I deny its right to exist. Why? Because you want a baby. Face that fact. You already been told by God to be fruitful, so you know it's in the will of God, if that's what you want. But Jesse, I want to get out of debt. Well, the Bible said in Romans, owe no man anything but to love him. But Jesse, I sure like to get my family saved. But hey, I got something better than that. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. See, the promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. See, everybody's looking at the sin. Why don't you look at the promise? Face that fact. Get that vision in your mind. Yeah. Think about that for a minute. And when you understand that, say, what are you believing for? Now, I'll tell you exactly what I'm believing. He said, go to the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Ladies and gentlemen, people say, you got so much energy. I'm going on 76 years old. Good God. You know? And, but I, people say, you got energy like crazy. Well, I could be sad. I could be sick. I could be discouraged. I could be despondent. I decided not to. Does that sound crazy? It does in the natural mind. But see, you determine your destiny. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What kind of tongue? That, can you see it? That tongue. You see, and God said he gives you the tongue of the learned. Well, there are a lot of people who don't have a learned tongue and they say stupid things. See what I'm trying to say? I have one working for me right now. She's going to pass out when I say this. I only got about 30 seconds left. She said, well, I'm so glad, man, coming back to work. We're getting back here because I've had to clean up after my dogs. They're just messing up the whole house. Well, if you want to stop that, Jennifer, quit feeding them. It will quit. No, then they'll die. No. Feed them dogs. You got to bless it. Yeah, you got to just do that. Hallelujah. Faith that fact. Look at her. She's laughing up as long as she thinks. I never thought of it like that, you know. I love the dogs, but not when they're doing that. Till next week, faith the fact. Have a new vision. It'll come to pass now.